Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Enjoying Success with Sharon Michaels on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Sharon Michaels of SharonMichaels.com and welcome to Women Enjoying Success Radio. Thank you so much for listening, and I believe that together we can achieve and even exceed our wildest expectations. There is synergy and energy when we come together like this to discuss positive and empowering ways to succeed and enjoy our lives. The goal of this program and every Women Enjoying Success broadcast is to take an empowered look at how today's women are achieving and enjoying success, abundance, and prosperity. Together, we can become even more self-confident, determined, and successful. You can read more about me, my coaching programs, and my mastermind groups at SharonMichaels.com. And check out my Kindle, How to Create the Mindset of Prosperity and Wealth, The Woman's Guide to a Money-Making Attitude, available now on Amazon.com. And when you buy the Kindle, you get to download it to your ebook reader immediately. Well, right now I'm having a virtual launch on Facebook for my newest Kindle book, How to Keep Yourself and Your Business on Track, Staying Focused on Success. So as I'm recording this, we're having a virtual launch party on Facebook. I've included the link here if you want to check it out. It'll be up even when the launch party's over. I'm Sharon Michaels, and I teach you how to do business successfully. For over 25 years, I've been coaching and mentoring women to greater personal and professional success. I want to share my 7 powerful prosperity truths with you. Over time, I've found that certain powerful prosperity truths have emerged. And when these truths are consciously taken to heart and mind, they can make a positive and profitable difference in your day-to-day finances and in your life. So here are my 7 powerful prosperity truths. Number 1, being paid what you're worth means believing you're worth being paid. I remember Susie Orman in her book, Women and Money, called it taking yourself off the sales rack. You'll only earn as much as you believe you're worth. So what do you believe you're worth? Number 2, financial intelligence isn't measured by your academic degrees. It's measured by the quality of your life. How would you rate the financial, emotional, and physical quality of your life right now? Is it time to make some changes? Money doesn't buy happiness, but it sure can help smooth out those bumps along the road of life. Even with the most advanced educational degrees and training, if you're not financially secure and content right now, it's because something on the inside continues to block your financial success. Number 3, happiness isn't about how much money you make. It's about how happy you are making money. Are you living your life's mission? Because the happier you are making money, the more money you'll make. 4, poverty is an unconscious mindset. Prosperity is a way of life. If you're not where you want to be financially, something in your unconscious mind is blocking your ability to create and enjoy unlimited prosperity. Are you hearing old negative programs playing over and over in your conscious mind? Do you believe you're worthy and deserving of living a happy and financially successful lifestyle? Number 5, lifelong job security is about the lifelong job you're doing on yourself. Prosperity and self-education go hand in hand. The days of lifelong job security in a 9-to-5 job are probably over. The secret to financial stability comes from taking control of your financial education. The more you know, the more you can understand how to take care of your financial future. Self-education creates greater self-confidence in your ability to thrive. Number 6, How you handle money is a direct reflection of how well you can handle yourself. If you're confident in yourself and your ability to succeed and prosper, you'll handle your money just as confidently. Simply put, if your inner life is in turmoil, then your financial life will be in turmoil also. Is it time to get your personal and financial houses in order? Finally, number 7, prosperity is probable when you picture the possibilities. Don't limit yourself with "I can't do that" thinking. A prosperous and receptive mind is always ready to entertain new and exciting financial possibilities, probabilities, and opportunities. You're the only one placing limitations on yourself and your ability. If you doubt that, then I want you to make time to read success stories of those financially successful people who overcame great obstacles to prosper. Let me go through my 7 powerful prosperity truths one more time. Number 1, being paid what you're worth means believing you're worth being paid. Number 2, financial intelligence isn't measured by your academic degrees, it's measured by the quality of your life. Number 3, happiness isn't about how much money you make, but about how happy you are making money. Number 4, poverty is an unconscious mindset. Prosperity is a way of life. 5, lifelong job security is about the lifelong job you're doing on yourself. Number 6, how you handle money is a direct reflection of how well you can handle yourself. And number 7, prosperity is probable when you picture the possibilities. You have the power to create a financially abundant future, no matter the economy. Life is filled with many positive universal success truths, and it's up to you to use them to live and enjoy a financially abundant and wealthy life. What are your prosperity truths? I want to recommend my Kindle book, How to Create the Mindset of Prosperity and Wealth, The Woman's Guide to a Money-Making Attitude, available now on Amazon.com. Today's women in business have more opportunities to succeed financially than ever before if we allow ourselves to prosper and thrive. Your financial successes are closely related to how well you understand your prosperity mindset. A prosperity mindset begins with understanding prosperity consciousness. Your values and beliefs about your ability to make, enjoy, and handle money is a vital element to how successfully you will allow yourself to prosper financially. Do you understand your prosperity mindset? On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being, "I absolutely agree," rate the following sentences. Number 1. I believe I can be wealthy and still remain the same likable person I am today. Number 2, I have complete confidence that I can handle large sums of money in a competent manner. 3, if I became incredibly wealthy tomorrow, my friends will still like me for me and not just because I'm wealthy. Number 4, money is not a burden. Number 5, I handle money joyfully and responsibly. Well, how did you do on this unscientific quiz? Did answering these questions give you an insight into your prosperity mindset? If you do not believe you are worthy and deserving of prospering and thriving financially, you will unconsciously place a financial ceiling on your present and your future earning potential. As a coach, I see many talented and competent businesswomen limiting themselves with what I call poverty consciousness. I've seen women settling for less than they're worth, not asking for a raise they deserve, or giving away their time and energy because they don't believe it has value. Now is the time that we women in business respect and appreciate our money-making abilities. Ask yourself, what are you willing to do to develop the power of your prosperity mindset? Are you willing to read financial books? Seek out the advice from professionals? Go to seminars? Take classes? I'll ask you again. What are you willing to do right now to develop the power of your prosperity mindset? A reminder, you can download and listen to all of the Women Enjoying Success radio programs 24/7 right on your computer, and they're also available through iTunes under Women Enjoying Success as a free podcast. You can read more about my coaching programs and mastermind groups at SharonMichaels.com. And I'm going to recommend again my new Kindle, How to Create the Mindset of Prosperity and Wealth, A Woman's Guide to a Money-Making Attitude. You can download it to your ebook reader immediately. Keep up with me on Twitter at Sharon Michaels and on Facebook, where I invite you to join the discussion on my newest Facebook page, Sharon Michaels Author. This is Sharon Michaels saying, I believe in you. And until next time, enjoy all of your successes. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you.